During the MCO, the demand for delivery services has had a tremendous increase as more and more people are relying on them to get their daily food and other necessities. With the number of roadblocks increasing daily, these delivery services seem to be the hassle-free way to get anything that we need. However, some irresponsible parties have decided to use this to their advantage by using riders to deliver drugs to their customers, and as reported by The Star, since the start of MCO, close to 4,000 people have been arrested for drug-related offenses. Bukit Aman Narcotic Crimes Investigation Department, NCID, Director Kom Datuk Ramli Din explained, a total of 3,923 people were detained for drug-related offenses nationwide between March 18 and April 16. From those detained, 208 of them were arrested for drug trafficking under Section 39B of the Dangerous Drug Act 1952. We also seized RM 7.5 mil worth of drugs during the same period. Kom Datuk Ramli also revealed that in Phase 2 of MCO, a lot of large-scale traffickers went back into business to meet the increasing demand. 376 people were arrested at roadblocks for drug-related offenses, 50% of them are riders, 41% car drivers, and 9% were using other vehicles. He also elaborated that not all delivery riders are involved in such heinous activities and urged those who are suspicious with the package they are carrying to come forward and get their package checked by the police. Because of this, NCID officers have joined the roadblocks to ensure the drug trafficking during MCO will be stopped before things get out of hand. Also read, people in Malaysia are taking advantage of food riders by using them to transport drugs. You have reached the end of this story.